RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Terry, what do you see on this play here?
Al, this may be a backward pass. We need to get a good angle on it. But if it's backward, then this recovery in the clear and continuing action in the end zone would be a good two-point conversion for Seattle.
And that's why you have the rules analysts on these broadcasts, on all of them. Terry McCauley was right on. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what they reviewed. It's exactly what they called. And they overturned the incomplete. And you didn't know it. I didn't know it. Al Michaels didn't know it. Kirk Herbstreit didn't know it. I bet you 99.5% of America watching that game didn't know it. Sean McVay, I don't think, knew it. He said after the game, he'd never seen anything like that before. Been coaching a lot of games. Head coach, assistant coach, here, there. You get the point. Well, I find it amazing how, again, they will not use replay assist to correct an obvious wrong. A missed call, like, again, not even a late hit on a quarterback, although that is one thing that they cannot reverse, but like, again, a face mask, a personal foul that is missed, that is clear and obvious. They can't call it. They can't review it. But they can review procedural stuff like what happened last night, non-scoring plays, non-turnover plays. They can say, oh, wait a second. Let's stop it. No challenge, no nothing. We're just going to review to make sure that the rule book is applied correctly, which theoretically I don't have a problem with, right? Good. We should correct anything that we can possibly correct if it's clear and obvious. This was not clear and obvious, but I'll live with it. But please, there was another call or two. It was the touchdown that wasn't the touchdown. I forget what game that was. Was that the Sunday night game? Whatever game that was last weekend. That there was a touchdown ruled, oh, maybe it was the Rams-Detroit game, that was like a yard and a half short of the end zone, and they called it a touchdown, right? So, like, I don't have a problem with getting things right. It's whatever weird, quirky-ass rules that they have in place that prevent us from getting things right. Everybody remembers the poster child for replay and what chaos it led to in the Rams-Saints NFC Championship game, the pass interference along the sideline, right? Classic case. Under these replay assistant rules, booth replay assist, where no coach challenges, and obviously you can't challenge pass interference, but no coach challenges, what have you, and if it's not called on the field, replay assist in a foul situation cannot reach down and say, no, guys, look, I don't know how it happened, but we screwed up. We missed it. It was obvious. Got to call it. Got to enforce it. Not fair. But in this case, again, there was no flag. There was no challenge. It wasn't a scoring play. It wasn't a turnover. And yet, they still reviewed it. Now, they ultimately, we think, got it right. With the exception of, here's the wash. They got it right from a backwards pass perspective. But if the whistle truly blew, which, again, people swear to it, I have not been able to hear it. If the whistle truly blew, why are we allowing a recovery after the whistle blew on what everybody thought was an incomplete pass? And everybody's kind of standing and milling around. And as some have pointed out on Twitter, haven't we always taught football to play through to the end of the whistle? Right? Well, if you're coached that, if you're taught that, I mean, obviously Zach Charbonnet didn't necessarily buy, but even he made a half-hearted effort. He just happened to pick it up just in case. Turned out to be a smart move, but just in case. Just another case of the NFL being complete and total whack jobs. Lunatics. And McCauley explained on Twitter, I don't know if he did on the broadcast or not, that because it happened almost simultaneously or right after, it's a continuance and this, that, and the other, and the play is allowed to continue and be recovered and whatnot, even if the whistle blew. Here was another play that I had never heard in all my years of watching football, right? A couple of weeks ago, remember the Isaiah Likely Ravens touchdown against the Steelers, where Isaiah Likely catches the ball, 2 feet are down, and before a third foot is down with the ball is punched ajar, and it drops to the ground. Now, we have heard over and over and over and over and over and over and over again that a ball is not a catch and therefore a fumble if it comes loose in the field of play unless there is 2 feet down or 2 steps and a football move. I have heard that a million times in the field of play. Have never heard it ever in the end zone. I've only ever heard 2 feet down or a body part, an ass cheek, an elbow, what have you. I've never heard it has to be 2 feet down and a football move in the end zone in which the play immediately stops. You're across the goal line. You got 2 feet down. You got possession. The play stops. No hit can be made legally. No swat. Nothing. And yet, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, after 40 years of watching football, now we need 2 steps and a football move. Never heard of it. I've heard of that in the field of play, never in the end zone. The rules simply do not make common sense. And that led us to Puka Nacua, who earlier this week on a dopey podcast that apparently was on the facility of the Rams, I don't know, basically said, no, officials are basically stupid. They're just calling plays to get on TV. They're lawyers and such. They want their moment in the sun. So last night, the Rams had all sorts of chicanery against them, including the 2-point conversion and other stuff, right? And Puka Nacua, even though he had a monster game, came out on Twitter afterwards and basically blasted the officials again. In a sort of sarcastic, swarmy way, but still. And this was after, and we did this story yesterday, he simulated, or whatever they called it, intimated a move that was insensitive to the Jewish faith, right? And religion. And after, on the same podcast, that he had basically called NFL officials a bunch of showmen. So he comes out with this tweet. Then Sean McVay gets up to the podium. And listen, Sean's a fiery guy, but he's a nice, fiery guy. Again, I've known him since he was 22. Okay? Sean's a nice, fiery guy. He loves football. He's got a passion. He can get a little salty, but he is not a jerk. And the reporters start asking him questions. Hey, man, you lost a one-point game. You blew a big fourth-quarter lead. Your special teams suck. Your defense got shredded. No. We're not going to ask about that. Instead, we're going to ask about Puka Nacua and what Puka Nacua did on a podcast. Why don't we take a listen if we have that Sean McVay sound? I believe I sent that to you. Post-game press conference last night after a 39-38 loss in overtime in which all those things went wrong, all of those things could be asked about, and instead, Sean McVay, on a short week in which his wife delivered a child and in which he probably worked 120 hours in 4 days, and they lost a heartbreaking game that they had no business losing, had to answer tic-tac-toe questions about Puka Nacua.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Being out, you know, kind of taking like a veiled shot there at the refs. I mean,
what are you talking about?
You just put something on Twitter a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, so what are you asking me right now?
Are you okay?
I can't answer questions about something that I'm not aware of.
Okay, but are you okay with players kind of expressing frustration over things like that? Or is that something that you hope that they kind of keep to themselves?
I got to have more information before I answer any of those kind of questions.
What conversations have you had with Puka about his live stream this week?
Yeah, he was very apologetic. I don't think he understood the totality of some of the things. I think he issued that apology. I know this guy's heart. And for anybody that was offended, terribly sorry about that. I know he feels that same exact way. He's a young guy that's a great kid that's continuing to learn about, you know, just the platform that he has. I love him. We're going to continue to put our arm around him and help him learn and grow. But we never want to do things that ever offend anybody, and I know he feels that same way.
How about them, those guys coming onto your property at the facility in a short week as you're preparing for the biggest game?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that stuff. They came on our property.
They were outside the parking lot.
He said on the live stream that you were mad.
I was? I don't think, no. Did he say my name?
He said things. Boss man. I assume
it was
you.
It wasn't me. Okay. Yeah.
Did it feel like a distraction this week?
No, it wasn't a distraction at all. Did you think his play showed that he was distracted? I didn't think so either. He went off today. Okay. He didn't. And you know what? And I apologize for. You know what? I love this team. And man, when you put out as much as our group does, and you care so much about something, and you come up short, it's incredibly disappointing. But as it relates to just the things that you're asking, you know, we always want to make sure that we handle ourselves with class, learn from it. I'll put my arm around him and continue to educate our guys. I love this team. I love his heart. I think he's going to continue to grow and mature. And I'm going to be there right there with him to continue to help do that.
All right, so that's Sean McVay. Now, maybe he doesn't seem angry there if you're listening to that for the first time, but he looked pretty angry watching the video of it. And I had seen it live late last night. And then Jason and Laurel sent it to me. And he had kind of the same thought process as I did. I mean, Sean was feisty. How could you not blame Sean? How could you blame Sean for being feisty? You're sitting here playing 20 questions, writing a book about stupid Puka Nacua and what he said on a podcast and, you know, making a firestorm about who he embarrassed, who he humiliated, that he had to apologize. Then he goes back to Twitter, says something again about the officials after what he originally said. That's one, two, three incidents. Then supposedly he says Sean McVay or the boss is angry. These guys come onto the facility. I mean, come on. Now, Puka Nacua is awesome. And again, last night he was phenomenal. 16 targets, 12 catches, 225 yards, two touchdowns, including the 41-yarder in overtime. A 58-yarder as well. Puka Nacua is freaking awesome. I mean, the high point catch that he made falling backwards, I think that was for like 28, 29 yards from Stafford when they were really struggling late in that fourth quarter. Or maybe that was overtime. I can't remember. Before the touchdown. Either way, Puka Nacua is awesome. But man, when you get, especially on a short week, division game, brutal loss. Again, special teams a mess. Defense wasn't very good. Right? When you have that to deal with, when you have to play Pepper 16 questions about what Puka Nacua is tweeting, what Puka Nacua is saying on a podcast, and you're Sean McVay and you're getting just fired away with questions, not about the game, not about what you care about, not about what you worked your ass off for, about nonsense. Man, I would just say Sean handled it better than I would have. And he did storm off eventually. But he answered all the questions. I think it was like right after what he just said there at the end. He's just like, okay, I'm done. And he walked away. And I don't blame him. I don't blame Sean at all. At all. All right. That does it for the Thursday night game. Unless you want to weigh in on that, which you're more than welcome to do so. Who do you want to see shine for the Commanders tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock against the Eagles? Who do you want to see shine against the Eagles? Give you a couple of names on our list. Get yours. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We're on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV on your radio and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Take us anywhere you want right here on the Team 980.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.